number 11. What we pay attention to grows. Attention is the vehicle that brings our gifts to the world. Unless our attention is outside of our own thinking, unless our attention is on something or someone in the world, we're not expressing the truth of ourselves in the world. We're not being ourselves in the world. We're being a self-centered experience of life that is not offering anything to the world. And when we don't offer something to the world in turn offers nothing to us. So the question we want to ask ourselves is, where is our attention today? What are we studying? What are we devoted to, busy with concentrating on? You know, left to our own devices, generally we're paying attention to what is wrong with our world. This is the way the mind works. It's looking for what's wrong because what's wrong may be dangerous. And our mind, our senses study our problems as if thinking about these challenges or problems will help us in some fashion. We may even feel guilty if we have a problem that we're not worrying enough about. Now, the Veda says that consciousness is all there is. The choice we have in life is what we choose to do with our consciousness. What we do with our consciousness can be seen in terms of our attention and our intention. And today we're talking about our attention. Now, as we learn about consciousness, we see that what we attend to grows, as if our attention was a magical fertilizing water hose. We go out into our garden, watering our flowers, when a small patch of weeds grabs our attention. Oh my God, look at all those weeds. Sure, they're small now, but they're going to grow. Honey, did you see all these weeds? There must be a dozen different kinds. And all the while, I'm standing there with water saturating the weeds, giving life and fertilizer to the very things I do not want to grow. So that the next day, I come out, and of course the weeds have grown a foot overnight, and I spend even more time bemoaning my fate in this horrible blemish in our garden, paying them even more attention ad infinitum. This is not to say that the weeds will disappear if we ignore them. It is, however, to say that we would be much better served by lending our attention to those parts of our garden we wish to see flourish. Putting our attention on what is right with our garden, putting our attention on the flowers of our garden so that they grow, and then taking care of the weeds as needed. Our culture has us studying acquisition, personal power, personality, self-punishment, social positioning, judgment, and all other things involved in object referral living. We are defined by how we're doing compared to the rest of the world, compared to how we were doing yesterday, compared to how we think we should be doing, compared to how we think others are thinking about us, by our opinions, by the opinions of others. As meditators, we begin to find a definition of self that has nothing to do with these outside facts of our life, that instead relates to what we are deep within. We at least begin to understand ourselves as spiritual beings having a physical experience rather than the other way around. We start seeing that happiness, contentment, and peace may only be found through a relationship with our inner self, so that we become centered in the self rather than self-centered. When we place our attention on our inner self in meditation, we begin to support the movement of our identity from object referral, small self process, to self-referral, large self process. We do this by paying attention to what is right in our world, taking our attention out of speculation and all the problems that seemingly need to be solved, and we put something else inside our mind other than the ever-repeating blah, blah, blah of negativity. Some words that support this work we are doing, even for 5 minutes. Simply being reminded at least once each day that we are meant to be happy, that nature would have us be happy, has the potential to turn our day around. And if my day is turned around, it then flows out from me to affect every other soul I meet that day. This is my responsibility. What I study becomes what I am. As a responsible citizen of consciousness, as someone who is even remotely awake, it's my job to become the best and brightest me I'm capable of becoming. It's my job to be the highest expression of self I can possibly be. Why would I ever settle for anything less? Today I will open a new book or listen to a new recording and see what it says to me. I will read something of a spiritual nature or listen to something of a spiritual nature I have never read before or listened to before. I will look through a book or books until I find one idea that resonates with me and I can take into the rest of my day. And when it occurs to me to worry about something wrong in my life, I will remind myself of this one concept I've carried with me, and I will spend some time with that concept, that positivity, instead of with my worry. Thanks for listening to Embracing Bliss. I started this podcast and the book it's based on to offer a daily reminder to myself as well as to you that we have the freedom to choose happiness. And if ever we needed happiness and freedom to choose in this world, now would be that time. So please do share it with someone you love, send it to a friend, and also please stay in touch. Links for Instagram, the book Embracing Bliss, and to sign up for my newsletter can all be found in the show notes. Until next time, have a great day.